At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is that time of the week when we check in with Hancock and Kelly. We welcome into Studio B, Michael Kelly.
Hey, good morning. I'm without John Hancock today.
I see that because you have with you the lovely Megan Shackelford. Hello.
Hello.
John's in West Palm Beach.
Oh,
you know,
he's
going to a wedding.
Oh.
In West Palm Beach, and he got a pink overcoat, or whatever you call it, sport coat that he's wearing. Yeah.
It's and very Palm Beach.
Right? That's very Palm Beach. Yeah. I told him, we need pictures.
I know. Yeah. Was that required, or he just thought it'd be cool?
It was probably required by whoever's dressing him, but I don't think it was required for the wedding,
okay.
But I think it's a Palm Beach. I don't know. I'm not a Palm Beach society
guy. Is he wearing an
guy.
Aqua shirt?
Yeah, right. I asked him, I said, will you be wearing linen pants? Scarf.
Yeah.
Call yourself John Hancock Sr. of the fields of Chester.
And talk about snooker.
Oh my gosh, we definitely need pictures. Please
exactly,
share when you get
right.
them. All right, well, here we are on Friday, and I think we're all glad Friday is coming and is here. But let's talk about the economy for a minute, because, you know, during the whole presidential campaign, we heard so much about pocketbook issues, and it seems like the economy is tanking, Michael. How are you feeling about things?
So this is funny. This should come up today. Yesterday, because the mail's a little bit delayed, my 401k statement came for the month of
I don't even want to look at mine. Oh, my God, I'm not looking.
And, Debbie, I literally did not open it. I went over to the shredder, and I shredded it.
Yeah.
Because it's unbelievable. From a Democrat perspective, you just can't help but remember that Donald Trump was telling us I was going to fix these problems on day one. And, in fact, said if you elect Joe Biden— we're going to see your 401ks evaporate. In fairness, the president did speak a lot about tariffs, said he was going to do this. A lot of economists predicted that this is what would happen. And I don't know how long it's sustainable for him to stick with it. We talked to Major Garrett yesterday on the Chris and Amy show, and he said that Donald Trump watches the market more than anybody. And if this market continues the way it is, he's going to have to make some changes.
I don't understand what changes he can make, though. I mean, this is what he said he was going to do. He's doubled down on it. Now that things aren't looking so great, the average consumer probably isn't feeling great. He's like, well, it is going to hurt a while. It's going to have to hurt to be great again. And how long are people going to buy that? How long are his voters going to buy that? How long are Republican congressmen going to buy that when they have to go back home and explain this economy to folks? So I don't know how he gets himself out of this without admitting he's wrong, which is clearly not something he's very good at.
Yeah, I don't know that that's ever happened.
Never. Yeah.
Well, he started by taking credit for what's going to happen with the economy, which he probably doesn't have all that much power over it, you know, when it all's said and done. Meanwhile, you have Chuck Schumer saying he's going to support this GOP bill, which he calls terrible, only to stop a shutdown. Michael, what do you think of that?
Well, it's kind of janky, right? Because what's going on, this is a CR, congressional resolution, to keep the continuing resolution to keep
the government running.
The government running for one more month. It the Biden spending levels. So it's a hard argument for the Democrats to say, hey, we're not going to do what the Republicans want, when in fact they're going to keep spending at the levels that our president, Joe Biden, had put in. So in the past, we've seen Republicans not be helpful in that kind of stuff. So there was this political tactic game that's going on, right? You got the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren crowd out there saying, hey, we shouldn't help these Republicans do anything. And you have Chuck Schumer, who has the experience of clearly 30 years in Congress, of knowing that government shutdowns never go down well for the party who actually shuts it down. So I think he's being pragmatic, but it's off brand for probably where Democrats need to be.
Well, and it's where Democrats, we always are. We're between a rock and a hard place because we want to do the right thing for the majority of people, which shutting down the government would be very bad for a lot of everyday people. And yet we want to do the right thing for our politics. And sometimes those things are in conflict with each other. And so I admire Chuck to an extent for saying, you know what, the right thing to do is to keep the government going. And hopefully, you know, Democrats who are loyal to the party aren't too mad at him for doing so.
Because I'm sure Chuck Schumer is also thinking that if Democrats don't vote for this and the government shuts down, then the Trump administration can just say Democrats did this and that will be the talking point, right?
Of course, it'll be muddled to work in whatever lens Trump wants it to be viewed through as opposed to reality, which is what we're used to with this president. And so it's a hard game for the Democrats.
But it's not unique to this president in terms of playing politics with shutting down the government.
Sure.
And the Democrats have come out on the strong side of that in the past. But the shoe's on the other foot. They would truly be the ones slowing and stopping government and saying all of the Biden spending levels were wrong. I mean, the argument doesn't add up. And with a party that's in disarray and, you know, leadership who can't hold it together, you got to get through it.
Quickly, what do you guys have coming up?
We're going to get the police officer's perspective here in the city of St. Louis over local control. And what's going on, and I'm going to press them because, you know, they pushed hard for this. I want to know how they think it's going to be different.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.